was a lofty ship, and she set out to sea. And the name of the ship was Golden Vanity. And she sailed upon the low and lonesome low. And she sailed upon the lonesome sea. Well, she had not been out but 2 weeks or three when she was overtaken by Turkish reveille, while she sailed upon the low and lonesome low, while she sailed upon the lonesome sea. Then up spake our little cabin boy, saying, "What will you give me if I will them destroy? If I sink them in the low and lonesome low, if I sink them in the lonesome sea." The man that them destroys, our captain then replied, £5,000 and my daughter for your bride, if you sink them in the low and lonesome low, if you sink them in the lonesome sea. The boy bent his breast and away swam he. He swam till he came to the Turkish reveille, as she lay upon the low and lonesome low, as she lay upon the lonesome sea. He had a little tool which was made for the use. He bore 9 holes in her hull all at once, and she sank upon the low and lonesome low, and she sank upon the lonesome sea. The boy bent his breast and back swam he, saying, "Captain, take me up, for I'm wearied with the tide, and I'll drown upon the low and lonesome low, and I'll drown upon the lonesome sea." "I will not take you up," our captain then replied. "I'll shoot you, I'll drown you, I'll sink you in the tide. I will sink you in the low and lonesome low. I will sink you in the lonesome sea. If it were not for the love which I bear for your men, I'd do unto you as I did unto them. I would sink you in the low and lonesome low. I would sink you in the lonesome sea."